America Weekend.
Thank God it's
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Whole Foods is in trouble with the law in Canada, so I don't know if that matters. Well, I guess it does. Do you shop at Whole Foods? They are actually building a Whole Foods less than 1 mile from my home. I've shopped at Whole Foods before. I feel a little intimidated when I go into Whole Foods. People who are watching their weight, watching every morsel of what they eat, they normally shop at Whole Foods. There are guys in there that can literally rent themselves out as human pipe cleaners. That is how thin they are. And it makes me feel, I don't know, uncomfortable. All right, I'm an average-sized guy. Whole Foods wanted to help people eat healthy on Good Friday. They opened on Good Friday, and there was trouble as a result. A Whole Foods location in Ottawa, Canada, is facing 4 criminal charges for defying an Ontario law that prohibits the majority of stores from opening on 9 specific holidays each year, in this case, Good Friday. The Whole Foods outpost signaled its intention to stay open on Good Friday in advance. CTV Ottawa reports staff justified the decision to do business on April 3rd by arguing that the Lansdowne Park neighborhood of the Canadian capital, where the store is located, is a tourist area exempt from the strictures of the Retail Holidays Business Act. The law, which was passed in 1990, does allow stores in certain designated tourist districts to remain open, but city officials argue that Lansdowne Park has not been recognized as an official tourist area. CBC News reports that when the Whole Foods remained open on April 3rd, police were called in to investigate and determined that the store's actions were in violation of the law. Can you imagine that 911 call? 911, what's your emergency? Whole Foods is open and it's Good Friday. Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson was, quote, not pleased that Whole Foods decided to just snub their nose at the provincial law, unquote, he told the Ottawa Sun. Though the managers of the store had originally planned to open up Easter Sunday as well, they eventually decided to back down and remain closed in light of the city's actions. This past week, CBC reported that the police are pressing charges on 4 counts against the Lansdowne Park Whole Foods. The store faces fines of up to $50,000 Canadian, about $40,000 US, or even its entire gross for the day. A court hearing on the matter is scheduled for May 21st. For Whole Foods, the affair at least carries a silver lining. According to the CBC, the retailer's landlord now plans to try to get Lansdowne Park designated as an official tourist center. If that proposal succeeds, the location will be allowed to stay open on Good Friday and on Easter in future years. Whole Foods corporate offices did not respond to multiple requests for comment. First of all, I really don't get this idea. Okay, well, if it's a tourist area, it can stay open. Okay, well, if the tourists have to eat, don't the residents have to eat? The people that are there 365 days a year? I don't understand this. We have to feed the tourists. We can't let the tourists starve. But you know what? Jim and Becky over there that live here know you cannot go into a store on a holiday like this. Well, they should have known. They should have stocked up, or they are going to just eat crackers until Monday. That seems a little odd. And aren't some of these laws outdated? What is the purpose? What about for the people that don't observe Good Friday? What about people that aren't Christian and that just don't observe any religious holidays at all? They have to suffer and not be able to shop? There are certain areas in the country. I live near one, right outside of New York City, Bergen County, New Jersey. Right? It's right over the Hudson River. They have blue laws. Many stores cannot open on Sundays. It is very strange to ride through, and there's some huge shopping areas here. Major department stores, major malls are shut tight on Sundays. The only things that can open, supermarkets and gas stations and convenience stores and restaurants. But if you want to go and buy yourself a shirt and a pair of pants, literally 5 minutes from New York City, you can't in Bergen County, New Jersey, because you're violating blue laws. Because people need to be able to stay with their families, and they need to go to church those days. Oh, wait a minute. The whole world is a seven-day-a-week operation now. It's very strange to have these archaic laws. And if you're going to say, what, you're stopping people from practicing their religion? No, you're not. If you choose not to shop on Sunday, fine, terrific. Go to the mall on Saturday night and just go crazy. Some of these laws are ridiculous. And calling the cops in at Whole Foods because they were open? I sure hope they had a lot of policemen in Ottawa that night, and where is this, Lansdowne Park? Because what if they were needed for something truly important and prescient? And instead, they're getting all uptight because Whole Foods is selling food on Good Friday. Wow. Sometimes you gotta scratch your head and just wonder, what year is this? Stay with us. Coming up next, the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. She knows what year it is. And then, the unhappiest jobs in America. Uh-oh. Are you working in one? We're about to find out. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, tired of feeling sad and blue, tired of worrying about money, tired of worrying about the current state of the world. Well, here's what to do and the science of it. Laughter. Even a giggle can cause helpful physiological benefits. A laugh puts distance between you and your worries. When you laugh, your muscles tighten and release, and it takes your muscles 24 hours to return to their original tightness. You get an hour of relaxation for a laugh. Next, a simple laugh stimulates circulation and increases oxygen in the blood. Also, when you laugh, your body secretes natural painkillers, so pain takes a brief break. What's the cheap psychological trick? Do something, no matter how bad you feel, and laugh each day. A laugh a day can keep your troubles at bay. Tell me about your favorite laugh at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. School bus driver Dennis Kalaszewski was driving students home from Pleasant Valley Elementary in Ohio when he heard a commotion. A 10-year-old boy was showing off a knife. Dennis stopped, confiscated the knife, continued his route, and wrote a report when he returned to school. The next day, Dennis was fired because he failed to follow proper district protocol. In this case, what is proper protocol? The final verdict after this.
Summer is sweeter with your free six-piece Lancôme gift at Macy's. Enjoy Definisil's mascara and choose a night cream, juicy tube shade, and a skincare or makeup duo all in a tote. Yours with any $35 or more Lancôme purchase while supplies last. Visit your Lancôme counter today, only at Macy's.
District protocol states that Dennis should have stopped the bus, told students there was a mechanical problem, and called the police. And that's the final verdict.